What a night in Seattle on Friday with the Warriors beating the Kings in the preseason at Key Arena. Many great moments in the victory. I'm Lawrence Scott, and we've got a couple of things to share here as the preseason rolls on, starting with Draymond Green joining Tim Roy during Friday's radio broadcast.
Draymond Green, nice to come by and put a headset on for us and to join us for a little bit here in the third quarter. And no matter what's happening for the Warriors, and they're playing well, this is pretty cool to be here tonight.
Man, this is an amazing experience. I think we're all in agreement that Seattle needs a team, and for us to have the opportunity to play here in front of this crowd, spectacular. For KD to come back here, obviously we know he spent his rookie year here, and most importantly for Rick Welts, growing up a ball boy here and then coming up through the ranks, as a supersonic and being able to bring the team back here, it's just another one of the great things that Rick has done.
Yeah, and Rick Welts, of course, the Hall of Famer, Rick Welts.
Absolutely.
Now,
they got a good ring to it.
Yeah, and he knew the Sonics back when they were just starting. And seeing two seats from him is Bob Myers, who won an NCAA championship, not in this building, but over at the Kingdom for UCLA.
Absolutely. It's just a great city. Great city, great fans. Even the way they support the Seahawks, you know how they'll support a team coming back here. So, I look forward to the day the NBA bring the team back here.
Jerebko with a couple of free throws, and now a foul on the defensive end on Jerebko, and now put LaVisciere to the free throw line. So give me your thoughts. You're not playing tonight. You've had a chance to watch. I think the ball movement tonight's been really good.
The ball movement has been incredible. Coach Kerr always preach about that, just moving it on to the next guy. Nobody's out there making spectacular plays. It's just simple plays, and, you find an open man. It's been great to watch.
How's camp been?
Camp has been amazing. Like, it's been one of the best camps we've had since I've been here. These young guys we got here, they've brought so much energy to the camp. They've made it incredible. And, for us where it's, now trying to make it to a fifth straight NBA Finals, camp can get a little bit tedious. But it hasn't, because those guys have brought so much energy to the camp.
Yeah, you can see it, too. Guys like Andre are bouncing around. He misses a jumper in the left wing after a couple of free throws from LaVisciere. And it's 100-64 with 209 to go in the third. LaVisciere up top. Surveys, looks, throws to the right wing. McLemore runs down the errant pass right in front of Seahawks coach Pete Carroll. But he healed, gets it on the near side. Takes about a 28-footer with three on the clock. And it's no good. Goes to Rebko with the rebound. Quinn Cook off a screen by Bell. Cook's open. He'll fire. And that's no good. LaVisciere with a rebound. A handoff to Mason. Mason takes it in deep. Sacramento with the ball. Warriors with a comfortable lead as they have from the opening tip. Mason left side. Goes in deep. Throws to Heald. Heald down the lane. Waits. Now a backdoor cut. McLemore goes up and scores. So, you know Boogie Cousins from your time in Team USA and other places. What is he going to bring to the table this year?
Man, he brings something for us that we haven't had. Just that presence down low of a guy who can get a bucket anytime. It's really special. It's going to add a completely different element to our offense, which, it's good.
Pretty good anyway. Yeah, exactly. McLemore drops a pass out of bounds for Sacramento, and the Warriors will get it back. With 56.2 to go. How about you? What are your personal goals for your season?
Obviously, the number one goal is to always win a championship. But, I was pretty upset that I made second team all defense last year. I don't know if there's five players in this league that's better defender than me. So
there's not.
That's that was pretty disappointing. So I'm going for defense player of the year this year. That's my goal.
Quinn Cook with a jumper, and they've got some timing issues here on the clock. And Jaron, I think one of the things, about last year was, I just think last year was a real mental struggle, it looked like, for everybody. Coming back from China, everybody was tired. It was a tough year.
It was a tough year, and it definitely started with the China trip, and, just the rest of the year was kind of a drag, until we got to the playoffs, and then obviously you find a new life, and, you're ready to go from that point. But it was a tough year all the way around.
Quinn Cook caught the ball out of bounds and a turnover with 28.2. Draymond nice enough to come by and sit down on a night where he should be enjoying things. I saw you guys were having a nice little chat with a youngster from Sacramento, Mr. Giles, who comes in with some confidence.
Absolutely. He's definitely coming in with some confidence, but as he should. He's playing well. I like when guys talk junk. That makes the game a lot better.
Oh, you would have loved Gary Payton, man. You would have loved him.
Absolutely. GP.
He was the best. 10 seconds on the shot clock, 13 on the game clock. Mason bouncing with the dribble. Bell on the switch. Mason will fire away. Three ball good for Mason with 5.2. Ball thrown in and stolen by Heald. Heald had knocked away by Evans. Cook will throw it up from midcourt, and it's off the glass, and no good. So everything good with you? Family good? Good summer?
Absolutely. Family's doing great. Summer was great. Spent a lot of time with my son, a lot of time traveling with my girlfriend and training. It's a great summer for me.
It's always a great summer when it starts at the end of June.
Yeah, know? Definitely, yeah. Definitely. It's, you know, it definitely makes the summer a lot shorter, but I'll take it.
All right. Hey, Jeremiah, thank you for coming by.
No problem.
I appreciate
it.
Good to see you, man.
And here's some of the talk in the postgame with Kevin Durant.
Kevin, what was it like walking out here in the crowd wearing the Kemp jersey here?
Oh, man, it's this. When I woke up from my pregame nap, I was just nervous. You know, I never felt that way coming into a game, especially a preseason game. But just knowing this whole thing was kind of set up for that moment, I guess. It was just a crazy feeling to come out and feel that much love from the fan base, and to honor one of the past legends of the game, and also a Sonic legend was pretty cool. And to address the crowd and just to hear him so loud and enthused for the game of basketball, you know, it was breathtaking.
Can you tell us how the Sean Kemp jersey came to be? Who hatched that idea and why you chose Kemp?
I hit my guy Don C, and good folks at Mitchell and Ness, and I'm just like, I need some Sonics gear. No matter who it is, Gary Payton, Sean Kemp, I just need something to wear, and they blessed me with a Sean Kemp jersey. And I'm not really big into like the surprises and all that stuff, but I thought it would be cool if I just honored one of the past legends, and I'm sure the fans would. I thought the fans would enjoy it, and they did. So I'm glad it played out that way and it worked out well.
Hey, Kevin, what moments tonight will stick with you years from now?
Just the amount of love we got coming into last year when, you know, we were thinking about setting this game up, just the excitement around the game since last season when they announced it has been cool, and just the a couple of days leading up into it, and obviously walking out on the floor and seeing that reception from not just me but my whole team, felt good, felt great, man. It just reminds me of so many, great games that we had here. Well, I wouldn't say great games, but just of some games that we had here as a Sonic. So it was cool to kind of to come back and see it in a different light as a veteran, as a champion, as an MVP, just all the stuff that I've accomplished up until this point. It was cool to kind of feel that love.
Kevin, piggybacking on what you just said, the last time you were here, you were pumping your arms in the air for a Save Our Sonics chant. And what would today's wearing this Kemp jersey, what would you tell that rookie, Kevin?
Man, enjoy the moment. Stop thinking so much. Go have some fun. That's pretty much it. I feel like I'm a seasoned vet now, and I've been through so much. And a lot of stuff started here in Seattle, just a lot of habits, a lot of just like, experiences that I went through throughout that year as a rookie. Just learned so much here in this building, in that practice facility. Not too far, just so much that I kind of just started here and just kind of honed my skills and my routine, my just professionalism, just everything. I remember starting here and just being a young pup, and now I kind of know my flow of things as an NBA player. It's cool to come back here and play at this point in my career.
Kevin, what kind of message does it send to the league that 17,000 people show up for a preseason game for a league that hasn't been here for 10 years, and you hear the passion, you saw it out there. What kind of message does that send?
I mean, the message was sent over these last 11 years, you know, just still support for the Sonics in the NBA arenas around the country, around the world. You know, so many people know what the Sonics culture is, and I think that's been that's something the NBA can't ignore, and I think tonight was kind of the cherry on top, you know, as far as saying, hey, look, man, we deserve a team here. We're a supporter team, and, you know, they need to bring one back, man. We're going to keep saying it until it happens. You know, all of us in here, everybody in that arena, every NBA player knows it. So hopefully the NBA does what it's supposed to do.
Where does tonight rank in your 12-year history as a player? You've got everything from your first game here, 66 in Rucker Park, right? You've got so many memories. Where does tonight rank?
Man, it's up there. It's up there. I mean, I obviously had some great moments in my career thus far. I met some amazing people. But all that stuff kind of led me to this point. And just the hard work and the dedication to the game, stuff that I poured into the game has allowed, you know, me to – I don't know, just get that much love and that much admiration and respect for my game from the fans, and just so many people along the way that kind of helped me. So it's ranked pretty high. But, you know, hopefully we keep building up these memories and in these moments. And but tonight was one of those great ones.
Monday night at Oracle Arena, the Suns visit. Then the preseason wraps up with two games against the Lakers, first in Las Vegas, then San Jose. I'm Lawrence Scott, and this is Warrior Sound. Thank you.